You're listening to Boston Public Radio. I am Jim Browdy. She, of course, is Marjorie Egan. And welcome to Boston Public Radio's weekly news quiz. We do it every single Friday. Let me introduce our contestants, if I can. Marjorie, one is a state legislator who's in the middle of one of the hottest debates in years on Beacon Hill, which, of course, is which song should be the state's official rock song. Welcome, Senator Bob Hedlund.
You know, we should put Norman Greenbaum into the mix since he had his formative years at BU. Right?
How great is Spirit in the Sky? Is that one of the greatest songs of all time? Say yes.
It's good, but I won't put it in the pantheon of greatest of all time.
Well, fine, I will. In any case, and the other contestant who is not involved in the biggest battle in the history of Beacon Hill, the most famous rock song or the official rock song, would be comedian Jimmy Tingle. Hello, Jimmy.
Good afternoon, Jim. Good afternoon, Marjorie.
Good afternoon.
Great to see you guys
good
again.
To see you too.
Congratulations on the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, do you know anything about this debate on Beacon Hill between? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Do you know anything
about the Roadrunner?
The Road. Well, let's actually hear. This is the one being championed by Hedlund. Here it is. Okay, enough of that. Now, the other contestant is obviously by a fairly big local band. Here's that other song. Okay, start singing now, please. How about now? In any case, it's Dream On by Aerosmith. Now, if you had a vote, Hedlund is huge Roadrunner. If you had a vote, Jimmy Tingle, tell us what would you vote for? Be honest. Don't worry about hurting his feelings.
If I was going to go with Boston band, I would go with Aerosmith.
If
I was going to go with Boston song, I'd have to go with the Roadrunner.
Oh, absolutely.
You're feeling good, Bob Hedlund?
Because of the local references.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to trash Aerosmith in this debate because they are constituents of mine. Four of them either are or have been. But I dusted off my copy last night of Walk This Way, the Aerosmith autobiography, and dug out that chapter where they talk about the formation of that song. And Joe Perry talks about how he hates it. And Joe Perry's wife calls it a horrible song.
Well,
so there's some additional ammo right there.
Well, Roadrunner got the Stop and Shop in 128.
It's awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
it is much more a Massachusetts.
Funny,
and they
you
keep saying, we love Massachusetts.
It's one of those songs that actually you listen to it and it transports you into a place.
That's right.
I spoke to all the modern
place.
Lovers last night who did that. They said they hate Roadrunner. That's what they told us. I don't even know who the modern lovers are. Okay.
Come on, Jerry Harrison later went on to the Talking Heads.
He did?
He was in the modern
with
lovers.
David Byrne, is that true?
And David Robinson, yes. And David Robinson went in and was one of the founders of the Cars.
This is unbelievable.
Where can you see the video to that song, by the way?
Roadrunner?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
I mean, it's a cool video. From what I heard, it's you know, it's like an MTV type
video.
It's
like a homemade
video.
It's not like an MTV video.
No,
it's like a homemade video.
It preceded
video,
MTV.
Right.
But, I mean, you can see it going over the Longfellow Bridge and the old cars.
Out
and
under the pike.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing, by the way?
I don't mean just
sitting here, but what are you doing in life right now? What's going on?
Jim, I'm sad about my presidential campaign. Things didn't work out the way I had hoped.
Yeah.
I didn't get one vote.
You didn't.
I'm a little bit bummed out about
that.
But
hey,
I bounced
back.
I didn't. I kept doing fundraisers for Obama. That's the wrong thing to do.
if you're running, that's the
wrong thing to do.
But you have a very funny CD about your presidential race. So
well, before we do that, by the way, can you settle one thing? We're at a new radio station now. Before we start the quiz, you did a film.
Yeah.
And in the film, what's the name of that film?
The American Dream. Jimmy
Whatever.
Tingle's American Dream.
Okay,
it
fine.
Was wonderful.
Two stars are here.
No, exactly. But the issue that you're a fairly good friend of mine, and it's soured our relationship a little bit. Marjorie is in the film how many times exactly?
Several.
Many
Several.
Times.
How many times am I in the film?
Spectacular.
You're in once, Jim.
Once, exactly.
For about 10 seconds.
How do you explain that, by the way? How do you...
Her comments were right on.
That's right.
And mine were
insightful.
What? Were
Yours
mine?
Were right on, too, but there was just less, we covered less about
oh,
what
I
you were talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
And more about what was Marjorie was talking about.
To point out that I went to the premiere. So when Jimmy stopped at the conversation before or after the movie was going to play, I forget which it was.
Q&A, yeah.
And asked people to stand up. Were you there, Jim?
No, because I knew I was only in the film once. Why would I go to it?
I was there.
Okay, here's
and
the
he
news
introduced
quiz.
Me.
You're ready? The first question goes from me to Bob Hedlund. Now, here's the question, Bob. Please concentrate and answer as best of your ability. In 2009, Stephen Colbert interviewed a not-so-charismatic politician about why he's so deadly boring. Here it is.
Time magazine named you one of the five most boring governors in America. Did that sting?
What you learn in politics is that there are going to be some folks that don't like us, some folks that love us, and the real key is are we staying true to what we believe and what we promised to voters in the first place.
You are incredibly boring. You are a manila envelope. Just glued to a beige wall.
Senator Bob Hedlund, here's your question. Who is the politician? That's a part one. It's a two-part question. And two, why is that politician back in the news? Go ahead.
Absolutely no idea. Someone from down south, I guess.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Bob Hedlund. Team on, Bob Hedlund. Now, that's really too bad. Now, Jimmy Tingle.
I'm going to get tortured every time I get it wrong with that
that's
song.
Correct.
You will.
Don't
get him wrong. Now, Jimmy
so
Tingle.
So it's a governor?
It is a former governor.
Former governor.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at my sheet, please.
I'm not
Jimmy
looking
Tingle.
At your sheet. I'm trying to
time
think.
Is running.
Former governor. The guy that from North Carolina. The guy who ran the walked the Appalachian Trail, who's back in the news.
Close enough. It's South Carolina.
Yeah. You are correct. His
what's
name is Mark Sanford.
Sanford.
And he's
yeah.
going to be running again.
I think,
right.
Was that before or after he walked the Appalachian
no,
Trail?
No, the hiking the Appalachian Trail was the euphemism
going
for
to Argentina.
Having the thing with a woman
right.
in
yes,
Argentina.
Yes, I know, but did Colbert interview him before or after? He, because
no
once
idea.
He hiked the Appalachian
that was before,
Trail,
thank you
right.
very much.
He wasn't very boring.
And by the way, the reason he's in the news yeah, right. is because he is running for Congress, so nobody wins any points.
Do you know, did you read how he asked his ex-wife that he's divorced from after he was found to be walking the Appalachian
she
Trail,
is.
Supposedly, to run his campaign?
No, I did not
I thought that,
that really?
Was in bad form, yeah. Jimmy Tingle.
Well, what'd she say?
She said, forget about it.
Oh, good.
She didn't vote for herself either, or him.
That was yeah. the strangest thing. Who knew, and he ends up in Argentina saying
right.
he was going to walk the Appalachian who knew the Appalachian Trail led to Buenos Aires?
That's exactly
right.
What we
she
do
was
now.
An Argentinian bombshell to whom he is now engaged.
Right. And okay. that guy ruined the Appalachian Trail
he
for
did.
Millions of men.
Okay.
Honey, I'm going to hike the Appalachian. I'll Appalachian Trail you. You're going nowhere this weekend.
Okay, right. Next question is from Marjorie for that very same person.
Okay, you ready,
Tingle.
Jimmy Tingle?
Okay.
In June 2012, a man from American political royalty told Charlie Rose the following about his views on immigration, which went against his party's views.
You have to deal with this issue. You can't ignore it. And so either a path
Jeb
to
Bush.
Citizenship, which I would support, and that does put me probably out of the mainstream of most conservatives, or a path to legalization, a path to residency of some kind.
Now, hold on. You can't answer the question yet. This week, this same person whose voice you just heard released a book on immigration wars and contradicted himself by saying, quote, a grant of citizenship is an undeserving reward for conduct that we cannot afford to encourage.
Jeb Bush.
Very nice. There.
Good.
I've memorized the Bush tapes. I know the whole family by voice.
Now, Bob Hedlund, you're a Republican. Is that correct?
Yes.
Now, Jeb Bush was for a pathway to citizenship.
I know. Then he wrote the book.
Then he wrote a book. He's against
right.
the
then
pathway
he,
to citizenship.
He, after the book was written, then he came.
Then he did an interview, and he's back for
well,
a pathway to citizenship.
I don't know if it's that big of a shift. It may be slightly nuanced a little bit.
Now, in all seriousness, I mean, most people thought that despite the fact that there's some bad feeling from his brother having been president, and
I
his father
so.
Is generally pretty well respected, who was also president. Does this cut short this boomlet for Jeb Bush in 2016? I mean, it's sort of an embarrassing day for the guy, no?
I don't know if it cuts. Well, I don't know how big the boomlet is. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there with Bush burnout. And I think that, to be honest with you, Jeb Bush probably would have made a heck of a lot better president than George W. Bush. Mm-hmm. By far. So I think W ruined it for Jeb.
You know, Bob Hedlund, I have a question for you.
Yes.
You have a goatee. It's
a little, kind of a half a one.
A half
now.
A goatee.
Yeah. What's
and if I were going to look at you, I would look at you and say you were a Democrat. You got a Democratic kind of working class thing going on over there. How'd you wind up being a Massachusetts Republican, one of the few that exists in the entire state?
By the way, you get no points if you get this right.
I don't believe Democrats have a monopoly on working class backgrounds
yeah.
in Massachusetts. I had a truck repair business. That
really?
Experience in private sector is what motivated me to run for office, actually.
Bob Hedlund, I'm sorry. That is the wrong answer.
But you just don't look like Bill Weld.
Well,
like,
I used to, actually, when I got elected, I had a pickup truck, ironically.
You did?
Is that really true?
And I owned a truck repair business.
Yeah. Oh,
and someone said, you know, you should run for higher office and talk about that. And I said, well, if I do that, it's going to appear as though I'm copping Scott Brown's gig. You know?
Yeah, he's ruined the pickup
okay, no stalling.
For everybody
Here's
else.
Your next question. The score at the end of one round is 1-0. Jimmy Tingle happens to be from Cambridge. Okay, here you go. This British actor, Sir Ian McKellen, what is he reading, Bob Hedlund, and why is this story in the news?
The chicken Alfredo, $10.95, was warm and comforting on a cold day. The portion was generous. My server was ready with Parmesan cheese.
Okay, now I will read you the question again. That was, of course, British actor Ian McKellen, one of my favorites. What is he reading, and why is the story back in the news, please?
I have no idea, and I have no idea where you got this from.
Okay,
I
mean, I'm sorry.
What media outlet did this run in?
I think they're making this stuff up, Bob.
I think there's a bias here towards Tingle. He gets these puffball Jeb Bush questions.
Now, do you have any idea what this is about?
Of course. It's Julia Child.
No, it's not.
And her new book Jewish. That's out. And no. it's a bestseller. It's number one on the New York Times bestseller list.
Laura Raposa.
It is Marilyn Haggerty. She's the woman from North Dakota. I think she's 86 or 87. She made national news because she was the critic who wrote that thing about the Olive Garden restaurant chain. You don't remember that?
No.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Okay, no?
National news, where?
It was huge in North Dakota. It was okay. Like really.
A different nation.
She lives in this town called Grand Forks, which has about 55,000 people. I believe she's 86 years old. And she said that the Olive Garden, you've been to the Olive Garden,
it's
right?
It's been a while.
Yeah. Okay. I've been there once, too. Just once.
Great breadsticks. Can we agree?
Great breadsticks. But she said it was the finest and most gorgeous eating establishment in all of Grand Forks, North Dakota. So wow. I guess, you know, that says all. Remember that movie Fargo?
Yeah.
Yes.
That movie that was great with a very pregnant sheriff, and she had to
catch her name?
The
She's fabulous. What's her name?
Frances McDormand.
She's brilliant.
Yeah. Apparently, there's another fantastic Olive Garden in Fargo. And this is the extent of really the restaurants.
And William
North
Macy.
Dakota.
Do I get a point for that?
Well, that's actually a co-star.
Oh, that's great. He's terrific.
Does he get a point for that? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Roadrunner. Let's hear Roadrunner.
Okay, let's go, Mark.
I got to open a restaurant in North Dakota. I think it's settled.
Next question for Tingle, please.
Yeah. That's the best restaurant in the whole city.
Well, I mean, it is. It's North Dakota.
And she points out in her restaurants that everything is so the same at the Olive Garden that if you get the salad on Tuesday, it has four little olives in it. And if you get it on Friday, it has four little olives in it. Never has three olives. Never has five olives.
I just actually drove by an Olive Garden probably 2 months ago. And it was a Saturday evening. I won't say it was Saturday night.
Yep.
And there was a line out the door.
It's packed.
It's huge.
Wow. It's packed.
All the breadsticks and the salad you can eat.
And
hello.
Massive amounts of pasta. I mean, you get huge portions at the Olive Garden.
No stalling. Next question for Jimmy Tingle,
please.
Okay,
here is the question for Jimmy Tingle. You ready, Jimmy Tingle?
Yes.
Okay. A prominent world leader passed away this week.
Wait, Abraham Lincoln. Oh, is he from Venezuela?
Hold on.
Why do I get these obscure questions about North Dakota? And he gets a puffball.
He hasn't gotten a question yet.
You know what? Jim rigged the question. Do you know why?
I didn't.
Because you have chosen to be a Republican in
Massachusetts. That has nothing to do with it.
Instead of being a Democrat in Massachusetts.
Read the question, Margaret.
And Jimmy Tingle is his left-wing friend from Cambridge.
No,
they're in cahoots against
him. He calls it right down the middle. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think he calls it right down the middle.
What's the question, please?
Okay, here we go, Jimmy Tingle. Please, can I get my question out before you answer it? A prominent world leader passed away this week. Here he is speaking in 2006 at the United Nations General Assembly, where he had very, very unkind words for then-President George W. Bush, who just spoken the day before.
Diablo.
Yesterday, the devil came here.
En este mismo lugar,
right here.
Huele a sulfur todavía.
And it smells of sulfur still today.
Donde me ha tocado hablar.
This table that I am now standing in front of.
Don't you love the way the translator speaks, by the way? It smells of sulfur, today.
Who was this world leader?
It's not the Pope.
Not the Pope.
I'm going to go with Hugo Chavez.
That is correct.
Unbelievable how I pick up on what's going on in the world.
Jimmy Tingle, you're a Catholic just like I
am.
Now, I didn't learn in catechism that the devil smelled like sulfur. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. They left that out, I guess.
You know what I'm going to do because I feel bad for you? If you can say, Bob Hedden, this is a bonus point for you. What is happening to the body of Hugo Chavez? And I'll give you a hint. It is the same thing that was done by my landlord in college to his dog, which I told you the story, Marjorie. What is being done to Hugo Chavez's body, please?
I don't know. They paraded it through the streets. They said no alcohol can be served while this was going on. And 7 day
What will be its permanent period. State? I'm trying to help you out here. Permanent state.
I don't know. It's going up on a Sitco sign in Timor Square.
Actually, that's wrong, but that's so good.
That's
give him a
close.
Point
that's
for that.
That's very
idea.
Close.
You know what they're doing here?
They're stuffing him.
Kind of like Stalin. No, they're really stuffing him, and you can see him. I don't know if it's called stuffing. It's embalmed.
What
do they call that? Stuffed taxidermy?
Taxidermy.
It's like my landlord's dog.
I thought it was going to be in a Citizens Energy commercial.
Yeah. You know, what is the deal? The Sitco sign now has got nothing to do with, Sitco's been gone for ages, right?
Sitco is actually, the difference is the marketing end versus the exploration and production end and this, that, and the other thing.
But why does everybody
Sitco still exists.
But why do people say Chavez and Sitco?
Because the Venezuelan government, they bought in and nationalized part of it. It's basically owned by the Venezuelan government now.
Okay.
Sitco is.
Thank you very much.
Sitco is. Thank you.
I didn't know that. I thought they were done.
Can you do me a favor? Because Headland Fields.
What does Sitco stand for? There's one for you.
Citizens to Go Energy.
City Service Company.
Exactly. That's
very
what I
good.
Meant.
I now, do know that people, there was a talk about 15 years ago, or maybe it was more than that, about tearing it down. There was an uproar.
It's a great
the Sitco
sign
you know, is right there by Kenmore Square. People don't know that. You
kind of like the Shell sign up Memorial Drive, too.
It would be terrible if they get rid of it.
Now, Marjorie, in light of the fact that I think Bob Headland is probably going to file a complaint against me because he thinks the questions are unfair, why don't we switch the order? You read the next question to Senator Headland, please.
You ready?
Sure.
Senator Headland? A well-known Boston athlete said this week that he will test the free agent market. Here are the highlights from a famous post-game interview last year when he mentioned...
Want me to answer it now?
No. Because this is a great interview.
Here's the interview when he mentioned feet as much as he possibly could.
He does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page and everybody's putting their best foot forward. You can't just stick your toe in the water, especially, you know, you got your foot up in the air. You want to go out there and just put your best foot forward. He's got great feet. You know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet. You want to make sure that, you know, you're bringing your best foot forward out there. So let's go out there and being good little foot soldiers. You definitely have to be on your toes and make sure that you're ready to go.
Okay.
All right, this one's for Jim.
Okay. Could you
The answer is Dick Morris.
That's actually a good answer. That's a good one. Why did you mention Dick Morris? What did Dick Morris do?
I think he had a thing for feet.
Republican consultant was caught with a...
I think he was working for Clinton at the time, though.
Yeah,
so,
may have been.
Now, was it Dick Morris' toes that were involved, or was it the toes of a person that he was employing?
No, it was a woman who he was employing. But that's not the question. What is the
answer
question?
The answer would be Wes Welker.
The answer was Wes Welker. Oh.
And why is he making the foot references? That's the second part of the question.
Well, I mean, to be a good receiver, you need to have good footwork, you know?
That would be wrong, actually. He is mocking Jimmy Tingle. This is the second half of the question.
I was going to say Dr. Scholes, but no, I guess that's incorrect.
That would be wrong. Don't you remember Rex Ryan, the coach of the New York Jets, was caught in a foot fetish video?
Right.
You saw this, Marjorie.
Was it
with
Rex
his
Ryan?
Wife?
No, I thought it was Rex Ryan and Dick Morris.
No, it's not.
No? Did I get it wrong?
Okay, fine. You ready for this? You got it wrong, but actually it's a far better story.
Don't you think?
Now that
Just
I think
close
about
your
it.
Eyes for a second and think about that.
Okay, fine. Now, next question. That's for you, Jimmy Tingle.
Alrighty.
What's the score? Does anybody know what the score is? 3-2, 3-3? Thank you, Will. I appreciate that. Okay, who is this? He doesn't know either. Who is this? By the way, contestants are Jimmy Tingle. Say hello so they know who you are.
Hello, everybody.
Fine. He's Jimmy Tingle. And that, yes, that really is his name. And Senator Bob Headland, that really is his name. You're the other. Say something.
Great to be here with you guys on this snowy New England day.
Thank you very much. Now, here's the question.
Snowcopalypse.
For
Snowpalooza.
Whatever it is.
Snowmageddon.
Okay, Jimmy Tingle.
Yes.
Who is this woman talking about, please? And I'll give you a hint. The woman is from Medford. Who's the woman talking about?
Amazing. Huh? Amazing. 2 days, two nights. Strong, smart, did the right thing. He's awesome.
Not Dick Morris. No, it's not
Rand Paul.
No, it's not. That's actually a great answer, but that's a great answer. That would be wrong. It's a more low. Well, I don't want to help him because I've been helping.
Right.
Okay, who is she talking about? And I'll give you a clue. The person is a very local person who virtually nobody knew until this particular incident.
Again, no idea.
Do you know what the answer is, Marjorie?
Well, I do because I have the answer right.
Oh, you do. Well, that does.
Let me read it, Marjorie.
Why don't you give us another hint?
Yeah. Okay, let's give you another hint.
Okay, it was a teenager who survived an amazing.
Oh, the kid from
New Hampshire who was up in the woods. No, from Medford High. The kid who got lost
Medford
in the woods
High.
From Medford High.
That is correct.
He was skiing, I think, with his father.
Yeah. Look
and
how
he skied
you
off
are,
the trail.
Now,
he skied off the trail because I was amazed that the kid could stay up in New Hampshire in the woods for 2 days.
Yeah.
Overnight in the winter and come out okay.
Given the fact he was a city kid, too.
Yeah.
What did you think about this story, Jim?
What did I think?
Yes.
I spoke to a colleague, and I should put it this way. Some parts of it strain credibility.
Yeah.
The snow, what are you looking at me like that
for? He could have been in a hotel, but go ahead.
So that's a bit, isn't that what, don't you think? It's sort of like Balloon Boy. Isn't that what you were thinking for a couple of seconds?
It was Balloon Boy Redux.
No,
I thought that was horrible that he thought
fine.
That. But you know what I did think was weird?
No.
Okay, he's up on Sugarloaf. Do you ski?
A little bit.
Do you ski?
Not really.
Well, I wonder, how do you get lost for 2 days on Sugarloaf Mountain? You know, you just come down, right? It's not that big. It's not like you're out in the West Coast and the Rockies or something. Right?
I don't know.
Hopefully, like my two constituents who were lost in the swamp.
What?
Is that true?
When they were recovered, this is about, 2 months ago? They greeted the news media with upright middle fingers. Hopefully this kid didn't do the same.
Your constituents?
No,
no,
I don't. What happened?
No, there's a big search on, and the media was down there covering it. And when they recovered, these kids come out of the woods, and rather than thank everyone, they flipped off
the TV
cameras.
Yeah. I can't believe you're not saying they must be Democrats.
Hold on.
Bob Hedlund.
How did they get lost in a swamp?
Well, it's a state park that's 1,400 acres.
They had one of those airboats, Marjorie.
Was it drinking party?
No, they were actually trying to replicate like the TV show Survivor or one of those types of shows.
Hiking on the Appalachian Trail.
Sound like really nice kids.
Okay, let's didn't have their cell phones.
Hey, my colleagues, can we switch to the second to last question? Because we can. Is everything okay? Here we are. The question for you, this would be for State Senator Bob Hedlund. Who is this and what was he doing?
I didn't bring my Shakespeare book, so let me just begin by quoting a modern-day poet. His name is Wiz Khalifa. He has a song called Work Hard, Play Hard.
Okay, who is it and what is he doing?
Well, that was reinforcement to Rand Paul during his ninth longest filibuster. Ninth longest filibuster in United States Senate history. And that was Marco Rubio who came in and was playing off of the fact that Ted Cruz had quoted Shakespeare throughout his turn at bat during that filibuster.
Now, did you find it odd, as a good liberal Cantabrigian like you are, that on an issue where most liberals agree with Rand Paul, that Democratic liberals had Rand Paul essentially lead the charge on the issue of our drone policy and the potential for killing American citizens overseas who were not engaged in, at that moment, in acts of war against the United States? A little odd, wasn't it?
It was a little odd. It speaks to politics largely, you know. And what's his name? Ron Wyden?
Yep.
Ron Wyden from Oregon. He actually did join. He's a liberal Democrat.
He did join in. But I think if you ask people about civil liberties and the importance of preserving them, right or left, I think, would agree with that. You got to preserve civil liberties. And it is causing more problems. It might be causing more problems overseas than problems it's trying to alleviate.
By the way, Marjorie and I favorite online bloggers, Andy Borowitz, he wrote about this. Mm-hmm. Borowitz report, he says, in a possible setback for the administration's controversial drone policy, a new poll conducted by the University of Minnesota shows that a broad majority of Americans are opposed to being killed by a drone strike on U.S. soil. So
McCain get that memo?
Oh, John McCain had a great quote, though, when he thought it was a little far-fetched when Paul was talking about Jane Fonda being droned down when she was protesting the Vietnam War.
Actually, his point was that Jane Fonda, when she was, sympathizing with the Viet Cong, could have been a target of drone policy, and McCain and Lindsey Graham from South Carolina excoriated. You like Rand Paul a lot, do you not?
Very much.
And you're a big fan of his father, too, Ron Paul.
And I think, what do you think politically? I think this helped him a lot.
Oh, it was huge.
And, huge.
You know, I'm embarrassed, quite frankly, as a Republican for John McCain and Lindsey Graham. If you want to pick one thing out a guy said in a 13-hour monologue, basically, which I'm sure there are a few other things you could pick out of there to zero in on. But I think what McCain did, someone had a great post on Twitter, you know, they said McCain had 13 hours, which he could have went in there and debated this issue with Rand Paul. Instead, he waited 2 days later to do a drive-by on him.
Yeah, that's
and I think
a good
that's
point.
Really what
Speaking
he did.
Speaking of that, have you filed a bill? This is State Senator Bob Hedlund.
I'm going to be on your show Monday night to talk about it.
Is that really true, my TV show? Have you filed a bill? Quickly, we only have a few seconds. What have you filed a bill vis-a-vis drone policy in the state legislature?
This is a whole new uncharted territory. This technology that's out there now with drones, and I joined with the ACLU, and we put together legislation that will place some limits on the use of drones in Massachusetts by municipalities, law enforcement, and the state.
Good
privacy issues, whether or not they can be armed, and if a town is going to utilize them, they have to be vetted by a deliberative body in that town. Like
now,
are you
using drones?
You're going to see
that. Possible?
Oh, absolutely.
Cambridge? The city council is about to
vote. Kidding me?
To use drones on
drones?
Somerville.
Yeah. They're being used by some municipalities.
Better watch out, Jimmy.
Illegal parking and
exactly.
Too many parking tickets, you're out. You're gone.
It's a tie, we are told. It's
drone,
a tie. JimmyTingle.com.
I'm getting
State
a helmet.
Senator.
I'm wearing my bike helmet all the time now.
Hey, gentlemen, great to see you both for this week's edition of our news quiz. Thanks for listening to all of you guys to another edition and another week of Boston Public Radio. You can find us on the web at wgbhnews.org/BPR. On Monday, Robin Abrams, she's the Globe's misconduct on do's and don'ts of the workplace. and on open mic at 1, Reverend Eugene Rivers. I'm Jim Browdy.
And I'm Marjorie Egan.
Hoping you survive. What's this thing called out there?
Snowcopalypse.
Snowmageddon. We hope you... And by the way, stay tuned to WGBH all day long. Our colleagues are going to keep you updated on what's happening, what's open, what's closed. And great report from Philip Martin this afternoon called Fed Up. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday at noon.